Good evening, Hagrid.
It was Dumbledore. He entered, looking deadly serious, and was followed by a second very odd-looking man. The stranger had rumpled grey hair and an anxious expression, and was wearing a strange mixture of clothes, a pinstripe suit, a scarlet tie, a long black coat, and pointed purple boots. Under his arm, he carried a lime-green bowler.
"That's Dad's boss," Ron breathed. "Cornelius Fudge, the Minister of Magic."
Harry elbowed Ron hard to make him shut up. Hagrid had gone pale and sweaty. He dropped into one of his chairs and looked from Dumbledore to Cornelius Fudge.
"Bad business, Hagrid," said Fudge in rather clipped tones. "Very bad business. Had to come. 4 attacks on Muggleborns. Things have gone far enough. Ministry's got to act."
"I never," said Hagrid, looking imploringly at Dumbledore. "You know I never, Professor Dumbledore, sir."
"I want it understood, Cornelius, that Hagrid has my full confidence," said Dumbledore, frowning at Fudge. "Look, Albus," said Fudge uncomfortably, "Hagrid's record's against him. Ministry's got to do something. The school governors have been in touch."
"Yet again, Cornelius, I tell you that taking Hagrid away will not help in the slightest," said Dumbledore.
His blue eyes were full of a fire Harry had never seen before.
"Look at it from my point of view," said Fudge, fidgeting with his bowler. "I'm under a lot of pressure. Got to be seen to be doing something. If it turns out it wasn't Hagrid, he'll be back, and no more said. But I've got to take him. Got to. Wouldn't be doing my duty."
"Take me?" said Hagrid, who was trembling. "Take me where?"
"For a short stretch only,"
said Fudge, not meeting Hagrid's eyes.
"Not a punishment, Hagrid. More a precaution. If someone else is caught, you'll be let out with a full apology."
"Not Azkaban," croaked Hagrid.
Before Fudge could answer, there was another loud rap on the door. Dumbledore answered it. It was Harry's turn for an elbow in the ribs. He'd let out an audible gasp.